At a time when teacher effectiveness can mean losing tenure in places like California and New York, there's increasing debate over the type of teachers schools should keep or let go. Author Elizabeth Green spent time observing good teachers at home and in Japan. She says a big problem here is the pervasive idea that great teachers are born rather than made.
There's this assumption that you're either good or you're bad right from the get-go, that it must be a matter of maybe your personality or some kind of charisma that you have with the students. But in fact, when you break down what it is that teachers are doing, they're using techniques. And those are specific skills that we can teach people to do.
You talk about how some of these techniques are being used really effectively in Japan. So say in a math class, can you talk about how a Japanese teacher would ask a math question as opposed to what you would typically see in this country?
One of the differences is the number of problems in a single class period. So in this country, we focus almost exclusively on answer-getting strategies, right? Ways to find the right answer. And so we have maybe 15 practice problems or even 20 or 30 in one lesson, and the student just tries again and again to practice the same strategy. In Japan, there's a single question per lesson, and that allows students not only to practice how to solve the problem and get the answer, but get at some of the deeper mathematical ideas.
One of the things that you write that's also worked well is mentorships. This is also something that happens in Japan where teachers spend time working on their craft.
Right. So another thing that holds our country back is that we have this culture of privacy around teaching. They spend all of their day only with their students and they don't have exposure to their peers. In Japan, it's quite the opposite. They have this practice called Jugyo Kenkyu, which really turns teaching into a public science. So as many as 1,000 teachers come from all across the country to watch a single lesson and then dissect it afterwards. The Japanese teachers working together in this way have been able to decipher what is the best math problem for teaching subtraction with borrowing, you know, when the bottom number is bigger than the number on the top. And through trial and error and experimentation and discussion together, they've all settled on 13 minus 9. That's the kind of detailed finding that it would be really useful for American teachers to be able to work together to come to.
One huge hurdle that teachers face is the problem of misbehaving students. Can you talk about Doug Lemoff? He's a teacher that you write about who offered some advice.
The instinct for most adults when you're faced with students who are talking out of turn is to tell them to be quiet, right? Say, shh. But Doug realized that shh is actually the worst possible thing a teacher could say. It's very unclear. Are you telling the students to stop talking or are you just telling them to talk more quietly?
You write how there is more shushing in American classrooms and the Japanese classrooms sound practically raucous by comparison.
That's right. I went to Japan and expected to find robotic, drill and kill, obedient students, and that, you know, even the Japanese have that idea about their country versus our country, that the U.S. must be a place of incredible creativity. But in my book, I write about a Japanese educator who comes to the U.S. expecting to find that utopia and instead finds that all the teachers are telling their students to be more quiet, and there's this pervasive silence.
And something else that's odd is, as you write, that ideas that are being put into practice in Japan came from America.
So the U.S. is like the world's greatest producer of amazing educational ideas, but we're one of the worst at putting the ideas into practice. We don't treat teaching as something that people need help learning how to do. So we say this great idea, but we just mandate it. We say, do this tomorrow and figure it out on your own. And that's really ludicrous once you understand just how complicated the science of teaching is.
Elizabeth Green is the author of Building a Better Teacher. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you.